My in-laws have been telling me about a place called Angel Fire for many years. They make an annual trip there to remember friends and family lost in the Vietnam War. I was inspired when I recently made the trip there as well. I'll take you there on this Memorial Day edition of the American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. The mountains around Taos, New Mexico are beautiful scenery year-round. Kate German says that backdrop brought a family here with big dreams.
Back in the mid-60s, Angel Fire was just a ranching community. There wasn't really anything here. Dr. Victor Westfall, he was actually a historian, he was PhD. He and his wife Jean had purchased an 800-acre ranch with intent to build a resort here.
But in May of 1968, the family received word their son David Westfall, a U.S. Marine, had been killed in Vietnam. All of their plans for this land suddenly changed.
They wanted to do something to honor his memory, and they tossed around several ideas, one of which was to set up a scholarship fund, but they felt that wasn't permanent enough, and it was Jean Westfall's idea to build a chapel in his honor.
They began construction of that chapel in September of 1968 on the land where they had planned to build the resort.
It was just a grassroots project with the family funding it with their own money. They used David's life insurance policy as seed money, and a lot of the construction work was done with the help of volunteers.
Doc Westfall had a background in home construction, so he did much of the work himself.
Whenever they needed more funds in order to support the building of the chapel, they would sell off pieces of the land that had been intended for the resort. So they started with 800 acres that was originally the Val Verde Ranch. By the time they were all finished, they had just retained 5 acres.
Those 5 acres on a prominent hilltop are today much more than a chapel to honor their son. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside at Angel Fire, New Mexico. I'm Andrew McCray.